The petition has been posted online by the Utah Cultural Alliance.
It's always better when the public is involved.
Crystal Young Otterstrom is executive director of the Alliance organizing the petition, Help Us Save the Logan City School District Art Collection.
We speak up whenever art and humanities is threatened or in any way hurt. And these paintings were purchased by children. Their history is important for the Logan School District to be enjoyed by future children.
Logan School District board members announced Wednesday that a bid review for 11 paintings scheduled to happen Thursday morning has been delayed and will be open to the public Tuesday, following a push by residents and reporters from the Logan Herald Journal to open the meeting to the public under the Utah's Open and Public Meetings Act. The Logan School Board of Education decided to sell the art after learning of the value of paintings purchased in part by students during a Milk Money for Art donation campaign in the 1930s. Young Otterstrom says the Alliance is asking the district to donate the art to a recognized arts organization like the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art at Utah State University,
who could then take on the burden of insurance and properly storing and carrying and displaying them. Then they would still remain in the Logan community. The school district is just looking to make extra money here.
The advocacy group does plan to seek state appropriations to help cover the cost of insuring and caring for the millions of dollars worth of art.
And so we do care very deeply that it remains in public hands, hopefully accessible to Logan School District.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.